Time now for the Patriots Injury Report, powered by Sport and Spine Physical Therapy, Lafayette Plaza, Route 1 in Portsmouth. They're online at nhsportandspine.com. On line number one, Dr. Chris Campbell. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Wonderful. Of course, everybody was wondering and is wondering about the health of Jonnu Smith, number 81, their tight end. Kind of limited in his effectiveness, and they keep on listing him as, well, you know, with the Patriots, they say hip. I just wonder if we could extrapolate, you know, is it a hip strain, a hip pointer, and different things that it might be?
Yeah, and as you know, there's not a lot of information out there, so trying to find that stuff myself, I did see something about he slipped during preseason. You know, a slip would indicate more of a strain of the muscle. The fancy name is the iliopsoas, is one of the strongest hip muscles, so that possibly what it is. A hip pointer would be more if there was a direct trauma or direct blow during a tackle, right to that crest bone that sticks out when you put your hands on your hips, that front. And so that's a common thing with contact injuries, contact sports, if you will, that it could get hit there and cause a bruise.
Okay, so with the two tight end offensive setup that we've been promised like for half the year, how long is the recovery time, you would say, you know, generally speaking, for whatever it is he may have?
Both injuries could heal at least 50% within 2 weeks, and then healing does slow down a little bit from there. 6 to 8 weeks for at least 80% healing. Bone bruises or a hip pointer, function-wise, you're usually better quicker, except the fact that it would really hurt still, and it could actually hurt longer than a sprain, longer than, again, if it got hit. So a simple pad over that bone could help protect that. But the strain could be as if they could tolerate sprinting and stop starting and, you know, be in the unique position of a tight end. You know, some of the time they're blocking and other times they're sprinting down the field.
Okay. Certainly a lot of moving parts in just that one body part, but I think we pretty much got it all. Thank you so much, Dr. Chris Campbell from Sport and Spine Physical Therapy. Lafayette Plaza, Route 1 in Portsmouth. They're online, nhsportandspine.com. Athletes treating athletes.
Go Patriots.
Woo!